Ochante. The power of thought. Today's episode number 36. If you use the treasure of thoughts in a worthwhile way, then your stage and your action throughout the day remain very good. But what is the result when you waste your treasure of thought? You are not able to create the stage that you want to. And all of you know that waste thoughts weaken your intellect and your stage. The intellect of those who waste physical things is weak and confused. They are not able to make accurate decisions. They are constantly confused. They are not able to clearly decide what to do and what not to do. The speed of waste thoughts is very fast. You experience this, do you not? Because of their fast speed, you are not able to control them. You lose control over them. So the sign of waste thoughts is distress, loss of happiness, an upset mind, and not experiencing pleasure in your life. Many of you are not even aware of why your stage has become like it has. You look at gross factors thinking, I did not perform any sinful action, I did not make any mistake, yet why I am lacking happiness, why I am unhappy, why am I not experiencing pleasure in my life, why I am not able to stabilize my mind, what is the reason for this? You see your sinful actions, your sinful thoughts, you check your gross mistakes, but in fact, there is subtle mistake of wasting your treasures. You have definitely increased your account of unnecessary wastage. Physical illness initially may not be something major. It only appears in the minor form, but it grows from something minor to something major. You are not able to see the minor form, but it is visible in its major form. In the same way, if there is this wastage, you have not accumulated anything. This is the Avyakta Murli of 25th March 1995. This is the Avyakta Murli of 25th March 1995. So Baba is telling here about waste thoughts. Why you are not able to control your mind? Because you have a lot of waste thoughts. And then you have such thoughts in your mind, why I am so unhappy? Why I am not experiencing pleasure in this life? Why this mind is upset, why I am so much in sorrow, why I am so much distressful. All these thoughts assail you, attack you. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, a slave is the one who is always confused and upset. He is always distressed, disturbed. Always by persons, by circumstances, by adverse situations, by physical comforts, everything disturbs him, and he is leading a life of a slave, a life of slavery, a life of servitude, a life of pain, a life of misery, a life of suffering. Even though somebody has become a Brahmin, and yet such thoughts. And then when situations come, he finds himself amidst those papers, and always his mind is disturbed. So that is the stage of a slave. But a soul who is adhikari, a soul who has all the rights, a soul who is self-sovereign, a soul who is self-master, would be seated in the throne of pure pride, shan, always in comfort, undisturbed, unruffled. Situations are coming, but he is like a boatman. He is like a ferryman. And he is sailing ferry across those circumstances happily, witnessing them as if they are just playthings. So that is the stage of a soul who is adhikari, and the stage of the soul who is slave is one of sorrow and suffering and misery. So here Baba is saying, you have got the treasure of thought and yet you suffer from waste thought. It's just like, and then you say, why I'm unhappy, why I'm having all these things. And then you check yourself. I have not done any sinful activity. I did not have any sinful thoughts. Yet I am having this. Why? Baba is saying, because your checking is very, very superficial. Very artificial. Very superficial. You are just scratching the surface. Not entering into the depth. Because at the depth is some thought. Some waste thought. And the speed of the waste thought is very fast. So the question is how to get rid of these waste thoughts. Before we get rid of this waste thought, we need to understand what are waste thoughts, how they are coming, from where what is the source of these race thoughts, what is the etiology of these race thoughts, how these were, from where they are emanating, that Gangotri, from where they are arising, we need to find out. And yesterday's Murli Baba talked about two physical senses, mouse of eyes and cat of ears. These are the two senses. 80% of the information that we get are processed by these two senses, eyes and ears. 80% of the information of this outside world, the output, 80% output is through these two sources. When the 80% of the input is through these sources. So when whatever that we see and whatever that we hear, that is definitely making some impression. If suppose somebody is sitting in front of a television, of television, and whatever that is shown on the television, he is seeing that. Okay? We say this is just a cricket match. But there are many things along with it. There are advertisements. You are also seeing those things. They are entering through eyes, through ears, and they are making a deep impression somewhere on the bed of subconscious. Television is off, media is off. Later on, you are left with those images, those perceived images, those processed images, and then they come out. And they get connected with some different things of memories, of circumstances, of relationships. And there is a subtle wiring inside, a psychological wiring. And new thoughts are created on the basis of those perceived images. And then you start having number of thoughts. The frequency of thoughts increase. And they are no more powerful thoughts or positive thoughts. They are termed as waste thoughts. And then you try to control waste thoughts by sitting in yoga. But you find to no avail. No success. You try to do many things to suppress them, to fight with them, to struggle with them. But nothing works. And then you say, yesterday's Murli Baba said, somebody says, I am upset from, I am depressed from, I am disturbed from last 1 month. Somebody says I am disturbed from last 3 months. Somebody says I am disturbed from last 6 months. So complaints. Why? Because thoughts are not under control. Thoughts are just running haywire. Wayward. They have no directions. They are just running here and there. Actually, if you want to control waste thoughts, or if you want to stop waste thoughts, first thing to do is to take care of eyes and ears. Throughout the day, from dawn till dusk, what we see with our eyes, what we hear with our eyes, that is very important. If some people are sitting and gossiping, and we join them, we join the bandwagon of gossipers, and we hear many things, okay? And later on we go away from them, and we reject, oh, that is all false. But still, you have heard it. And whatever that is heard, has gone inside some corner of the brain, mind, it is there, and it will try to come out. The moment it will get a fillip, a stimulus, a trigger, it will try to come out. And then you are left alone with that thought, and then you try to control it, and the time for that thought to come out is invariably meditation time. Throughout the day it will not come. The moment you sit down in yoga in evening, or in the morning, those thoughts will come back to you. That person, those images, those reflections will come in front of you. And then you are disturbed. And the quality of that yoga is so poor when such a thing happens. So most important thing is what you hear and what you see. What I am seeing with my eyes. All those things that trigger sensuality, all those things that trigger attraction, all those things that trigger the extinguished desires which are buried deep. All those things I need to stop, to cut off the source. First of all, to cut off the sources. Unless and until you cut off those sources, thoughts will keep on emerging. And there is no point in controlling those thoughts then, because they are running at such a high speed. They are just rocketing. So it's difficult to control them. So prevention is always better than cure. One is to cure, but important is prevent them first of all. Don't let your mind, or don't let yourself see those things which are waste, which are negative, which will stimulate sensuality. So yesterday's class, we forget to discuss two important things. What are the things we should not see with the eyes, and what are the things we should not hear with the ears? Yes, now tell. What are the things we should not see with this eyes? Negativity, okay. Then, what are the things we should not see? Others' weaknesses, imperfections, failings, faults, defects. Those things which are not useful for us. Okay, then what we should not do? Which do not concern us. You have no concern. If somebody is like that, Jagdish Bhai used to give example of a person who is staying at home. He has a dog. The dog is sleeping. And night, one thief comes. And that there is a donkey outside. And that donkey starts shouting. So that person comes and starts beating the donkey. Jene kaam tene kare. Bijo kare to maar khaye. If it is not your work, you are no business. You mind your own business. So, those things which are not concerned to me, I should not be concerned about them. Then what I should not see? What about television? What about advertisements? What about media? What about cricket match? Yesterday I saw that in the market, one of our brother, he was standing near that shop and he was watching very much with unblinking gaze what is happening in the television match. He was not even moving at all. So, what we should not see? Television? Sight scenes. Okay, that is different. I am talking first of television. There are so many things in television. People are glued to it. They don't want anybody even to come in between. They just want to move that person if somebody comes, because they don't want to miss a single dialogue, a single scene. They are so much riveted to those, to that television. So, all the things which are shown, this media, this news, actually so much negativity is there in that. So much blame game is there. Everybody is opposing, everybody is blaming. So many things are there. Why we contaminate our mind with that? Why this mind is a pilgrim of purity, of the path of purity, and we are trying to pollute it, contaminate it by so many things, by putting into it. So then, what else? Sight scenes. We are not supposed to see. Sight scenes will come and go. What are we to concern? We are in the train. Things will come and things will go. We are not concerned with them. We are not about to, we should not think about that. Yesterday's Murli Baba said one more thing which I forgot yesterday. The person who is unconscious, he keeps on having meaningless talks, meaningless ranting. This happened 6 months back, this happened 1 month back, because he has nothing to talk. So what he will talk? They will sit together and they will start gossiping or talking anything. Jargon. It's known as jargon in English. It's a meaningless jargon. Rigmarole. The nonsensical talks. So, this rigmarole or jargon, it's useless talks. It's ranting, raving. Nothing is going to come out of it. But still a soul who is trapped in the trap of, in the net of senses, becomes unconscious and keeps on talking about things of the past. So, we should not see those things. And what else we should not see? Newspaper. But how will you know about the world, what is happening? Newspaper you can see. That's good. That's not actually 3D. That is not 3D. Somebody tells me that this movie is very good, you should see that movie. Then what we should do? We are tempted to see, oh, somebody tells it is very spiritual. Though it's a worldly movie, but it has got few things very much near to your philosophy of Brahma Kumaris. So what else you should do? What I do, I will tell you. Yeah? What I do, I read about it. Everything is available, no? So there is one story. So I read that story. That's it. Reading the story is equivalent to seeing that movie. If somebody tells me that this is very good and you should see, I just go on the net and read everything. The entire story, the plot in Wikipedia. Everything is there. You know it. Finish. Now I take out what I need. And I try to connect it with Gyan. That's it. So I need not to go and see each and every scene and how those things are done and how people are doing this. No need. You just read it. The story, you know, that's it. If it is a diary, something like which is must, otherwise no need at all. Worldly things you don't want at all. So you need not to see all those movies, all those serials and so many things which are shown. But yes, newspaper you must read so that you know what is Ravan's plan. Just for one purpose. How Ravan is carrying out his activity in the world. What is his updated plan for the destruction of the world, which is the latest Maya which has come in the world, just for the sake of knowledge, otherwise no need at all. Okay, then what else we should not see? Now that is done. What else? That is said. Then? Magazines, so many magazines are there. Novels, so many things are there. Then, posters, clips. Because you know, these eyes, everything enters, Maya enters through these eyes. Maya enters through these eyes. If you know it is very good, but still there is a doubt, better not to see it. Sannyasis used to walk with downcast eyes, like this. They have nothing to do with this. What to see in this world? There is nothing to be seen. There is nothing beautific. There is nothing beautiful in this world. All the beauty is within. There is a story of Rabia and Saint Hassan. Rabia was the first Muslim Sufi saint, a woman saint. She was just few years after Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, and probably one of her own kind. And she was once in her hut, and Hassan, he was another saint who was with him. He one day said, "Oh, Rabia, please come out. See what a beautiful." Beautiful morning, what a golden sun is rising. How beautiful is everything, the scenes and sceneries and everything. And she says, "Hassan, you only come inside. Look within. Look, I need not to go and see what is outside because within me only is the light. And I can see all those beauties within my own soul. So I need not to see." So there is nothing to be seen in this world. The world has lost its glory. This is a Tamopradhan world. This is a dilapidated world. The world is in shatters, tatters, and is in the state of total shattered stage. So there is nothing in this world. There is a story about, I think Mamma. When they took Mamma to some place and one brother, no, not that is different, this is different. That one brother said, "Oh, some other place, some tourist place," and they said, "Oh, what a beautiful scene." And Mama said, "Everything is going to get destroyed." That was her immediate sentence. Nothing is going to stay, whatever we see on this earth. So, that is. Then what should we not hear? Dadi Gulzar also said this same thing. This I heard from some of the class. So, it's like that. And there are then ear. Second, these are the out of the five senses, these are the two senses, very powerful. Ears, we hear so many things. People are blaming, people are accusing, people are talking ill, people are doing something against other. They are talking about, once I think in one of the Mansa Seva class, we discussed this about so many points. What things, what relationships are wasteful? Those people who keep on talking about weather, cold, rain, what is the temperature? These are all wasteful relationships. No need to hear them. fashion, food, discussion about politics, discussion about movies, discussion about latest gadgets, discussion about latest facilities, discussion about cars, discussion about vehicles, discussion about how that politics include everything. Politics include everything. Discussion about then. So many things people keep on talking about everything. What happened yesterday? What happened? What is going to happen? So many other departments. What is happening there? What is happening in the lives? What is happening in centers? You are staying in Madhuban. What do you have to do with center life? Internal personal life. You mind your own business. You can't do anything for them except giving sakash. That's it. And few pieces of advice. If asked, don't give unasked. They have a tendency that we want to settle all the issues of all the centers of the world. Sitting here, by talking with them, it's not going to work. they are that way connected to them, all of those people. So better stay focused. Okay? So ear and eyes. These are the two doors. There should be a watchman there, a janitor of intellect, to decide what should go in and what should not. Just as in Pandavan gate, you have a person there, and there is a notice there, who should go in and who should not. If an anti-social element goes in, some there will be some turmoil and some upheaval and some disturbance. In the similar manner, there should be a watchman, and he should see whether he is wearing white, he is having badge, he is a BK. So BK thought should be allowed inside. BK thought. A Brahmin thought. Non-Brahmin thought should not be allowed. Only a BK can enter the gate of Madhuban of mind. Mind is also Madhuban. Heart is also Madhuban. And there is a gate. And you keep a watchman of intellect there. Attention. Two watchmen. One attention, one checking. Baba has said this always. All those who are entering inside, they have to pass this test. Otherwise, they should not be allowed. Okay? So, work on this. What are the things we are eating through our eyes? What are the things we are drinking through our ears? Ears drink and eyes eat. So control your eating habits and drinking habits. Om Shanti.